Hello, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, is this Get the Best Electronics?
We are a call center. We handle the billing for over 400 different companies. I can pull your account and tell you which company you have an account with if you would like for me to.
Well, here's the problem. My checking account popped up and said there was a card. The card that was on here, I don't even recognize because it's not part of my bank account. And it has the company I just said, Get the Best Electronics, and the phone number attached to it.
And I advise you that I can locate your account to tell you which company is charging you. We are a call center, sir.
Okay, but do you know what the phone number is for Get the Best Electronics?
I do not. Not until I pull your account, then I can tell you which company is charging you.
But that's the problem. We don't have an account with you.
Well, sir, if you would like for me to try and find out who is charging you, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Yes, that would be great.
What is your zip code and your name?
Okay, 67021 or 025. I'm sorry.
Repeat that. Your correct zip code, please.
67025.
Your first and last name?
Troy Nida.
Would it happen to be Carla Nida?
Yes.
Well, that'd be my wife, yes.
I have an email, nida.caller@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Verify the address.
It is 212 Harrison Street, Cheney, Kansas.
One moment.
I didn't buy anything.
She's sitting right here. She's saying she didn't buy anything.
Okay, it looks like she completed a survey online, and it could have been with her cell phone provider, Costco, Amazon, but she had the KitchenAid set for $7.95.
I had no KitchenAid set.
Nope, she had no KitchenAid set, she said.
Okay, she don't recall paying $7.95 to have that mailed out in May.
In May? Did you do anything in May?
I might have, but it wasn't supposed to be a $50 charge. It was supposed to be $5 or whatever the hell. It wasn't supposed to be $50.
No, there was only like $5.
Now, I'm not sure if she read over the terms, but there is a monthly membership. That's $39.99 when you place that order.
It needs canceled. Because
it needs canceled because we did not. It did not say anything that we could read that on a cell phone. It did not say anything that we could read. Yeah.
Okay, you may have overlooked it, but it explains that I'm very familiar with that company. And I could give you the website to allow you to go online to review those terms. But there is a monthly membership that's billed whenever you place the order for the KitchenAid sets.
Well, there was nothing about that. Or I would not
you may have overlooked it. It's there, Ms. Carla. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but I can go ahead and cancel the account for you.
Yeah, cancel it because if we had saw that, we wouldn't have done it.
The terms are still on the website if you want to go back online and review that.
Yeah, but just cancel it.
I can go ahead and cancel it for you. I'm going to give you a confirmation number. You have a pen and paper handy?
Hold on. My wife's going to get one. Okay, she's ready.
Okay, that C as in cancel, 260-815-880. Again, that C as in cancel, 260-815-880. So that cancels your account. There'll be no further activity. And is there anything else for you?
Yeah, is that money going to go back on?
The charge is already posted, but as a courtesy, due to the terms being misunderstood, I can honor a 35% courtesy refund for you.
Seriously?
And I can have it credited back to your car within 3 to 5 business days for you.
No, we should credit it all back because nothing ever came up when
it's
I
on the website, Miss Carlin.
The point is,
look, she did it on a cell phone. It did not bring up anything stating this.
Even on cell phone, the terms I provided.
Well, like I said, it didn't bring it up on the cell phone.
Didn't know anything.
So she did not.
I wouldn't have done it.
She did not see anything stating this, or she wouldn't have done that. So that means that either your website does not like cell phones, or it was hiding it.
No, it's
so
not hid. I'm actually logging in all the time on the cell phone just as my customers call in. I can put in a VIP rate for a 50% refund, but that's the most that I can do on this account. I'm not supposed to issue a refund at all because that KitchenAid has already been mailed out, but I can honor a one-time courtesy 50% refund and have it apply it back to your card.
I guess just do it. I don't know what else to do.
It'll be credited back within 3 to 5 business days. Your account will remain closed out. Is there anything else for you?
No, I just can't see why you can't just do it right away because it took it out right away.
It'll be sent back to your bank, and it takes 3 to 5 business days.
The account's a scam because it doesn't always show that. And it
is there anything else that I can do for you?
Anything.
Yeah. So.
Is there anything else for you?
No.
Thanks for calling customer care. Have a good night.
Bye.